How good was it to see Soto come out with those two home runs?
Yeah, it's always good to see it. And we knew, you know, he was close. You know, when you got a guy that controls the strike zone as well as he does, continues to hit the ball hard, even when he goes 0-4, I've been saying it for the past couple of days. Today, first at bat, I think it's 110, you know, right at the shortstop. Yeah, he's hitting balls in the ground, but now finally, you know, not only hitting balls in the air, but when he's going, you know, in that direction, left center, he's a pretty dangerous hitter, you know, and it was good to see that today.
I realize this is a small sample size, but the last two games, 0-12 with runners in scoring position. Any concerns about that?
No, I wouldn't say concern, but, you know, we got to do a better job. You know, yesterday, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we could talk about that game, but at the end of the day, we didn't get the job done. I think we were 0-10. Today, we didn't create many chances. You know, that's different. Like yesterday, we had a lot of traffic. Today, other than the second and third, you know, I thought Gallen was good today. So I think completely two different games, but I'm not worried about it at all.
Peter?
What did you see from Senga today?
Yeah, they made him work. I thought a little bit of pitch selection against a couple of lefties, you know, where I felt like he got away from his fork ball and went sinker against lefties, you know, and then they made him work. Like I said, a couple of back-to-back innings, almost 30 pitches, I think it was. He kept us there, you know, but obviously they made him work, like I said, you know, 87 pitches. Yeah, maybe a little bit of a pitch selection today. Yeah.
All right.
Carlos, with the short start from Senga, that's kind of the trend from the staff this season, like good ERA-wise maybe, but not a lot of length. Is that, have you noticed that start to sort of just weigh on your bullpen a little bit, or do you feel like that could start to weigh moving forward if it doesn't kind of get changed?
Yeah, I mean, ideally you want your starting pitcher to go deep in games, you know, and at times, you know, especially as of late, we haven't been able to get length out of them. And then you're asking 4 or 5 innings out of your bullpen every day. That's hard to do. You know, we understand that. But also understanding that those guys are capable of going deep in games, you know, and they will, you know. So every year, feel like you're going to go through stretches where, you know, they're going to take the ball and they're going to go deep in games. And then there's going to be stretches where it's going to be hard. And then you take the 5 or, you know, 5 1/3, whatever they give you, as long as they're giving you a chance to win a game. And that's what they're doing. They're not going deep in games, but they're keeping us there. So, you know, we'll figure it out.
Anthony?
Was Senga feeling okay physically? You got this bug going around?
Well, I mean, yeah, he was one of the guys that was with the same virus. A couple of days ago, we didn't know if he was going to be able to throw his bullpen. Ended up, you know, getting an IV through his bullpen. We sent him home yesterday, felt a lot better, but we didn't know until like yesterday. So he came in and said, like, I'm good to go tomorrow. And obviously today he got an IV and, you know, he gave us what he had.
Mark.
Carlos, what made Garrett over Diaz the choice for the 9?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking about two high leverage guy, right? And once Garrett got out of that 8th inning, pitch efficient, you're chasing. I thought, you know, he's pretty good too. So I decided to stick with him, and, you know, he gave up the homer. But that's all to it.
Diaz is physically okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he got up. Yesterday, if he was tied, today, if he was tied or better, he was going to come in the game. So,
Bruce?
If somebody told you you would have come out of the gate 13-3 at home this year and that you hadn't lost a home series here since August of last year, what would your reply be about the home field?
Yeah, I would sign up for it. You know, it's always, you know, you hate to lose a series here at home. I also understand that's going to happen. You know, we've been playing pretty well. You know, I didn't know, but you dated all the way back to August from last year. You know, that's pretty good. You know, we got to go on the road now. We'll be back here. We continue to, you know, start, you know, playing well again here. You know, just a couple of games that we didn't get the job done, but you know, we're pretty dangerous team, especially here at home.
Joe.
Carlos, what did you see in those at-bats from Vientos and Nimmo in the 8th?
Yeah, I feel like Vientos missed a couple pitches there that were in the strike zone, and then they made him chase. Nim, same thing. I think he missed that 3-1 fastball. He put a really good swing and just got under. And then, you know, I don't know if he was sitting breaking ball on that 3-2 that he took that fastball right down the middle. But I think after he took that really good swing, you know, He thought maybe breaking ball, you know. I don't know. I will have to ask him. But I think with Vientos, he's missing pitches in the strike zone, and then they're making him chase.
Andrew?
Was Juan Soto having difficulty with the sun out there and right? Looked, there was those two plays in the one inning where he kind of lost the track of it, and then the other one with Tyrone where he kind of...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, the sun's always right there, but he fought through it, you know. Like, he made the play. So, you know, that's nothing. He made the play. You know, he's some couple of sun balls there, but made the adjustments.
Ed, last one.
Carlos, could Pete have scored in the eighth inning, you think?
I don't think so. You know, I think he did what he was supposed to do. You know, you fly ball, you got the outfielders going. He's going to go as far as he can, which he did. Got to second base. And then I think just the ball bounced right back to the outfielder. You know, that was kind of like, and then as a third base coach, you know, like once that ball comes in, like that's a tough decision there. I thought he made the right decision there. And Pete did the right thing too. So, yeah, it was just a tough break there that the ball bounced, you know, back to the outfielder there.